The commish is in the house, the commissioner of the National Lacrosse League, George Daniel. George is now. George, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
Hey, thanks, Jason. I'm doing great.
Lots to discuss, I guess. The first one, of course, in Edmonton, they relocate to Saskatchewan. As you know, we had a few Edmonton fans wondering, as the commissioner, do you ever try to help facilitate a deal with the team and people in that city?
Yes, you know, we certainly do. There's obviously a lot of moving parts to a transaction like this. First and foremost, we have the interests of our franchise owners who have made a significant investment in each of our markets. And we want to get them in a situation where they can run a viable franchise. So that's our first priority. As part of that, it's good business sense to be able to try to maintain a franchise in the city it's in whenever that's commercially possible. So we certainly try to encourage and facilitate a solution. The Rush had been in Edmonton, obviously, for 10 years. There had been a long history of relationships with the arenas and all the parties that and powers that be there, and a history of obviously a history there. And coming in at the last hour to try to change things isn't always an easy thing. We simply try to encourage a discussion, facilitate, try to encourage the parties to explore what can be done. At the end of the day, Bruce Urban that petitioned the league, which is his right, to relocate. He felt it was in the best interest of his franchise. After making an application and a presentation to the league, our board of governors, which is comprised of each of the other teams in the league, including Edmonton, or including the Rush, considered the application, and he received the unanimous approval to relocate.
Does it have to be unanimous?
It doesn't have to be, and of course the team that's applying doesn't vote.
Right,
but it does require a 3/4 vote.
Okay,
and in this case it was unanimous.
Okay, I know Northlands and Edmonton came out with an article stating that they'd be interested in possible expansion team in Edmonton. There's obviously lots of talk with the new arena coming at the Oilers Entertainment Group. Possibly, have you had discussions with either group from Edmonton?
Well, it's not our policy to discuss parties who may be prospective interested in their ownership prospects. I will say we've received some preliminary interest. We certainly want to explore if there are opportunities in either arena or both arenas. We'd want to explore and exhaust those possibilities. I'm somewhat encouraged by the fact that we've received some interest this early in the process. And I think, there is an opportunity here that given the fact that where the Rush started 10 years ago, but where the Rush finished, and I don't necessarily mean on the floor, but where they ended up attendance-wise, they were in a situation where they clearly were having their best years the last couple of years. That was Bruce's desire to take the franchise to another level, and given the situations which are, as far as his account is what took place and the availability of those arenas, felt that it was in his interest to move on. But from a standpoint of where the fan support is or was for the Rush, I think it's a good place to start from for, a potential new owner that obviously may have a better control of the arena. Whichever arena that ends up being, so I'm encouraged by that, and I think the potential owners for the team may see that as well, and I'm hopeful of that, and so I'm somewhat optimistic cautiously optimistic because it's early, but I'm somewhat optimistic that we could be returning to Edmonton hopefully in the near future.
2016 would be too soon, correct?
I think that would be next to impossible. Teams are already really the calendar year from a lacrosse standpoint turns over on July 1. Teams are already re-signing their own players. Free agency starts on August 1. Teams have to designate their franchise player by July 31st, which is next week. I don't see how anyone could come in the league. I'll say never say never, but it would really be a bit of a quagmire as it relates to our collective bargaining agreement, because we'd already be going into free agency and then to try to hold an expansion draft, and we start scheduling we start the scheduling process in about 3 weeks. So I just don't see how that would be possible for 2016. I'll never say never, but I don't think it's realistic. 2017 would make a heck of a lot more sense.
George Annal, commissioner of the NLL, joins us. Georgia, if they came back to Edmonton, you mentioned both arenas, and Mr. Reed from Northlands is on record as saying that, Rexall won't be at that size, won't be around past 2017. Do you need a minimum seating requirement? I know that, Langley, and this is an expansion, not a relocation. Their owner wanted to move to Vancouver, or Langley, and, it's a smaller venue, but they've got a ridiculous lease agreement there. If you came to Edmonton in this market, would you need a minimum seat capacity?
Well, I don't think we certainly want to be any less than we are in Langley, which is about 6,000 seats or so. I don't think we could really go any lower than that. It would be really hard to see how a business model work. We don't have a per se minimum. There was a rule at one time of about 10,000 seats was a kind of an unwritten rule. But we're open-minded about it. If someone can show us how they can build a P&L and a profit and loss statement to show how they can run a business with fewer seats. So that's why we approved Langley. That's why we approved the New England at around 7,000 seats. They were able to show us how they can make a P&L work at those numbers, potentially. I would be hard to see us going any less than where we are in Langley. And our preference would be somewhere around 10,000 or more seats, I think is really where we'd rather see things. Certainly we'd want to be in a larger building in most cases, if we can be. If there was no other opportunity to be in another building, I think we would consider a 6,000 seat or 5,500 seat building potentially if there was no other options. But I wouldn't say that's likely to be our preference.
They're right now in the NLL, there's lots of good players not playing because you only have the nine teams. And with this year's draft coming in, every scout I've talked to, every GM I've talked to, it's the best draft in league history. We're talking 15, 20 players right away that will be impactful guys in the league. So you have enough players to expand. Outside of Edmonton interest, are you getting interest from other markets? Do you expect to expand in 2017, whether it's in Edmonton or somewhere else?
We do. We're having a lot of good discussions and conversations, and we are at this point having discussions about holding some preseason games, which we hope to finalize over the next 60 days or so, in potential expansion markets. I mean, we've had some preseason games in places that are potential expansion markets. Sometimes we do them just in smaller markets just to kind of just get the guys some practice and, bring the sport to a smaller area. But we've got a couple markets lined up. We're intending, we hope to have preseason games this year, which are for the specific purpose of gauging those markets. And so, we're interested. There's Canadian markets we're interested. There's U.S. markets that we're interested in. And certainly there are a couple markets in the U.S. we'd like to get back into, which we think are important and strategic for U.S. television, like New York and Philadelphia. They're big markets. They're complicated markets. They're going to take some time. I think ultimately we'll be back in those markets. And there's certainly a number of Canadian markets. We want to in Canada, I mean, we want to be like the CFL. We want to be in really every major Canadian city. And to accomplish that, obviously, we need to get back into Edmonton. We'd like to get into Ottawa. We'd like to get into Winnipeg. We'd love to be in Montreal or have some presence in Quebec, whether it's Montreal or Quebec City, or if not both, one or both. So we really want to be in every major Canadian city. We really, that's a number one initiative for us. And there are some strategic American markets that we feel we need to be in as well.
Obviously, you know, you mentioned New York and Philadelphia. Nashville, I know, as an organization in the NHL, they've expressed some interest. Is your first choice as you look to expand to be with NHL teams like you've got in Calgary and in Buffalo and Colorado, where they have NHL and NLL franchises?
Well, it's certainly a model that has worked for us in the past. And if there is an opportunity to have that model with an NHL team, and it's an NHL team that, in which in most cases is doing pretty well selling tickets, you know, there are a few that aren't, but for the overwhelming majority that are, we would love to be in discussions with those, and we've tried to reach out to as many of those markets as we can, and we're having ongoing discussions with a number of those organizations. The challenge for us is that they are like an 800-pound gorilla. They move at their own timetable and their own and you know, they're certainly interested in the NLL, but for some, you know, there are situations with respect to their arena, situations with their arena dates, other properties in the building that it really has to work on their timetable. And so, you know, it doesn't move as quickly as we'd like. Certainly doesn't move as quickly as kind of some of our fans would like to see us expand. But it's you know, it's a process, and it doesn't take days or weeks. In some cases, it takes years. We've had ongoing discussions with some NHL teams for you know, as long as 4 years, and you know, they have interest, but it's on their timetable, and so. As we continue to get the current owners in situations which work for them, which is why we've had a significant amount of relocation over the last 24 months. We get that out of the way. Now we're in a situation where we can move into phase B and really try to cultivate those expansion prospects. And hopefully Edmonton is right there at the top of the list when ready to do so.
George Daniel, Commissioner of the National Lacrosse League. George, I know that every market is different, but you know, you look at some and some markets clearly and simply market their team better than in other markets. As you look to expand, and obviously the NHL teams, I think have, you know, most of them know how to market, especially in Canada for sure. Do you look at, you know, certain requirements of new franchises or even relocated ones as far as how they'll do their marketing to ensure they have more success?
Yes. You know, and we try to provide a number of resources to that end. We have a database. We have shared practices. We give them information, and we try to facilitate discussions with other teams that are already in the league that are operating successfully. I think, you know, there's always more that we can be doing, and it's an internal discussion, and it's an ongoing internal discussion that we have to try to give our teams more resources, especially with new franchises when they launch into a new market. It's something that I think is definitely important. I think we've come a long way in that process. There was a time when someone, you know, 10, 15 years ago might have bought a team and, you know, they get the keys to the car and, you know, they just go out and drive it. And we've come a long way in that, but I think we still have some ways to go to where I'd like to see us. But we certainly try to give them the tools and the knowledge as to what works. And I must say our existing teams are great in trying to and willing to help each other. And especially our NHL operated teams, they're always willing to speak to you know, the other teams as far as providing shared practices to what works and what doesn't work.
One of the other conversations I've had over the years with a lot of the coaches is accessibility to practice facilities and such for visiting teams when they come on the road, George. Is there any way to enforce certain practices on that so when teams come in, there's a consistency as far as, you know, the home team has a requirement to ensure that there is open field time at a reasonable hour?
Well, we provide for equal access for shoot-arounds. If the home team has a shoot-around in the morning, the visiting team has to have it. So that's the one thing we do guarantee. As far as a practice the night before, that could be a little bit of a challenge because, you know, some teams do practice. The home team may not be practicing. In fact, they usually don't practice on a Friday night. It becomes a challenge for the teams that may not be practicing during the week and they're on the road and they're trying to get a practice in on a Friday night and trying to find a facility. The home team may not be in that situation. And so, and everybody's different because we have some teams, if the teams that are around Ontario and obviously Vancouver, they have a number of their players that live in the market where the other, those four teams, while the other five teams predominantly fly their players in or they have their players maybe relocate for the season. So it's a bit of a hodgepodge and it's hard to create a cookie cutter rule which works for everyone. The best we have so far is, as I said, there is shoot around. If the home team gets a shoot around in the morning, the visiting team has to get a shoot around as well. They both have equal access to that.
Okay. And finally, with Edmonton relocating to Saskatchewan, what's your impressions of Saskatchewan and why that might be a viable market?
Well, it's certainly, you know, look, it's got a great history in the Canadian Football League for sure. Obviously, and the fact that we're going to Saskatoon and not Regina, it kind of carves out a city that really doesn't have any professional sports at this level. And so I think that's something that's probably exciting, we hope, for the people of Saskatoon specifically, as well as the province in general. And so, and given that we don't play the same season as the CFL, and it's obviously not an NHL city or in the province. There's no NHL. It may give us an opportunity, or may give the franchise an opportunity. Maybe be a little bit of a bigger fish in a smaller pond is what we hope. So we've got some optimism there to think it might work. And obviously, Bruce feels very strongly about it, and feels the facility deal and the arena deal really made it the right deal for him and his organization.
Well, George, we've got franchising players on the 31st free agency on the 1st, and then arguably the biggest draft in league history coming up in September. So a busy next 6 or 7 weeks for you. I appreciate your time.
Thanks so much, Jason.